Welcome to Safilo's conference call on third quarter and nine-month results 2008. This presentation may contain forward-looking statements relating to future events and operating, economic, and financial results for Safilo Group. Such forecasts, due to their nature, imply a component of risk and uncertainty due to the fact that they depend on the occurrence of certain future events and developments. The actual results may therefore vary, even significantly, to those announced in relation to a multitude of factors. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Massimiliano Tabacchi, Executive Vice Chairman, Mr. Francesco Tagliapietra, Director of Administration and Control, Mr. Cristian De Felice, Director of Finance, and Ms. Barbara Ferrante, Director of IR. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for participating in our conference call. Today, Safilo Board of Directors approved the nine-month results and the appointment of a new CEO of the group. As you remember, in May, the former CEO, Mr. Claudio Gottardi, decided to go back to the U.S., where he has since acted as President and CEO of the American Business Unit. At that time, I stepped in to guarantee the implementation of our business plan in difficult market conditions and the identification of efficient initiatives to ensure the long-term competitive success of the group. We have renewed the licenses with Gucci, Bottega Veneta, and Alexander McQueen, and secured the ongoing support with our major lenders. During this month, I wanted to ensure a clear long-term company organization that could lead the group in this difficult market condition and beyond. I needed a manager who knew the industry with a proven experience in the sector and strong financial skills. Roberto Vedovotto has all these characteristics, and this is the reason why I asked him to join Safilo. He was CEO of Safilo Group in the past and has most recently been the chairman of European Luxury Goods and head of investment banking for Lehman Brothers, and after that in Nomura in Italy. He worked closely on a number of high-profile transactions in international luxury goods markets, including the acquisition of Puma by PPR. I am convinced that Roberto is the right person to ensure the correct execution of the medium-long-term strategy of the company in continuity with the set objectives. Mr. Mario Pietribiasi, new Group Chief Operating Officer, will also report to him. Mario Pietribiasi has many years of experience in Safilo, having built his career with the group in a number of senior management roles, and most recently setting up and heading the business unit Far East. Pietribiasi was already in Vedovotto's team during his previous experience in Safilo. As Executive Vice Chairman, I will continue to work to provide the strategic planning and direction to the group, confirming what was already said on the previous occasions. My family is fully committed to deploy all necessary resources to drive the company towards growth and operational excellence. Recent months have been the toughest of the last 15 years, but Safilo has proved itself to be the leading actor in the high-end eyewear sector. Our approach needs to be flexible and pragmatic. We want to count on strong business know-how, and we are acting towards this end. We spoke 3 months ago to discuss half-year's results, while some important news on our license portfolio was still pending. Our long-line partnership with the Gucci brand has been renewed to 2018, and we are very pleased to achieve a new decade together with one of the most famous and prestigious names of the high-end luxury sector ahead of us. We have worked out a strong deal with factors that two groups' strategies and business priorities, from retail to the new industrial setting, from increasing focus on emerging economies to continue commitment on selective distribution and product quality. There are important development plans for Gucci, and those will be supported by strengthened marketing, advertising and visual merchandising activities. The starting point, as in the past, was to maintain a win-win relationship where Safilo can keep improving the brand profitability thanks to a more competitive business organization. This is even more important today in such difficult and highly challenging market conditions. When we talk at the end of July, first half results had closed short of our expectations. July showed some improved results in retail, a resilient performance in the US prescription market, and persisting weakness in Europe. From there, the business climate in many markets has become even more adverse, influenced by the market tendency of consumer, especially with regard to sunglasses collections, to limit purchase and favor products belonging to a more competitive price range. The most important element of the declining average sales ticket has been consumers trading down in high-end brands. The other important factors which explain this trend are, on one side, the increasing weight of house brands thanks to the phenomenal performance of Carrera in Italy, and I will spend a few additional words on this in a minute. On the other side, the performance of prescription frames collections remain good, especially in terms of volumes. We are pleased by this result, which is particularly evident in our sales in the US independent optician, where we are strengthening our market share leading position in the high-end segment. In Europe, Spain and the UK remain the weakest markets, while Asia was hit by a deep drop in Japan and its travel business. This market situation requires us to maintain production levels low, proceeding with the analysis of all our Italian abroad structures. We are working fast to achieve a highly efficient organizational setting, but there were no short-term cost cuts that can counterbalance the fast contraction of the top line. It is important to remember that a substantial part of our cost structure is committed and related to previous year results. Recently, however, we made a decision to move forward rather than delay some important A&P activities on the most successful brands and products. We are accelerating in all our most strategic projects and priorities, so we are intensifying our efforts to have a production network and production capacity aligned with the sales demand in the various markets. Safilo Eyewear Industry Suzhou is a fundamental ring of this more efficient production chain, but not the only one. Another priority is product development, and here the new collection are providing important evidence that we are working in the right direction. Carrera, as said before, has been exceeding our best expectation, and this will be a crucial time to push forward and extend the results of one of the most successful 2008 sunglasses collection in Italy. We cannot wait or postpone, and we must invest now in this brand. Third quarter results were weak, but market conditions were even gloomier in October than in the first part of November. We have decided to bring forward talks with our major senior lenders on covenant, and we have already agreed new levels, and Francesco Tagliapietra will explain now in his comments on third quarter results. I leave the word now to Francesco.
Thank you, Massimiliano, and good evening, everyone. Well, beginning with slide number 4, which summarizes the quarterly and 9-month results, the sales performance, though not brilliant, can still be considered satisfactory in a market which has not been so challenging. The result, which is far from our expectations, concerns instead of profitability, both operating and net, which has worsened considerably as a result of various reasons, which I would like to examine in more detail later on in the presentation. Moving directly to slide 5 and to the main drivers of the top line, we registered in the third quarter total net sales of €229 million, with an increase at constant currency of 1.6%, while the average devaluation of the US dollar in the quarter has still penalized sales, which at current currency declined by 3.1%. It should be pointed out that we have benefited from the contribution of the retail chains in Mexico and Australia. Without the contribution of these 77 stores, organic sales would have experienced a slowdown of around 1% compared to last year. We will now analyze slide 6, which shows the sales movement in the wholesale business, which to date represents nearly 90% of our total sales. Revenues at constant currencies have declined by around 2.2%, with a trend which is similar to the situation seen in the first half of the year. The reason of this performance relates exclusively to the continued contraction in the average ticket prices. With regard instead to volumes, as mentioned by Massimiliano Tabacchi, we have seen a growth compared to 2006, both in the quarter and to the year-end figures. This demonstrates that Safilo, despite a difficult market context, has maintained and in some cases strengthened its position compared to its competitors. Going back to the average prices, certain trends which we had anticipated during the July conference call have also occurred in the third quarter, and specifically concern the consumer's tendency to favor simpler models and the shifting in the product mix toward house brands. The better performance of prescription frames products compared to sunglasses has accentuated this trend, considering that the difference in price between the two products is around 20-25%. From a geographical point of view, the most significant development of the third quarter is the weakness seen in the Asian market, where the low sales performance in Japan and the travel business are no longer compensated by the strong sales in China and Korea. The Far Eastern market has in fact started to experience a softer sales growth. As far as Europe is concerned, the modest performance of the quarter has not come as a surprise and confirms the observations we made in July. Important markets such as Spain and UK are not showing signs of recovery, while the other countries experience up and down sales performance according to the success of some brands or specific collections. In Italy, despite a decreasing market, our sales performance is positive thanks to the success of the Carrera product, a house brand on which we have concentrated strong marketing and sales activities. In America, we have performed comparatively better thanks to the higher portion of business generated through a more stable prescription frames business. The performance was especially good in our most important distribution channel in the market, independent opticians. We continue, in fact, to increase volumes and to maintain a reasonable ticket price, a very different result from the one achieved in the sunglass business. Our experience in the US as well as in Europe is that the consumer is still looking for our top brand collections in their most affordable price point. In the following slides, I would like to look again for a moment at the impressive results achieved in Italy by the brand Carrera. This is no doubt testimony of the important job we are doing in terms of product design and advertising, but it is also evidence of how much diffusion brands can grow in times when consumers are looking for a fashionable, good quality product at a moderate price. In order to achieve these results, we have worked on all the components that determine the success of a brand: style, product quality, correct price point, sales force motivation, and appropriate marketing activities. All of these components together, and not just a single one, have allowed us to reach in the third quarter of the year and liberal sales beyond 1 million pieces in the year in the aware sector only. We are far more convinced that this is the success representing only the first stage in the house brand relaunch. Let's go back now to the quarter sales result and look at the retail business, where we have grown at constant currency by around 50% compared to the third quarter 2007. As I mentioned before, we have been benefited from the consolidation of the retail chains acquired at the beginning of the year. While, with regard to the organic growth of the stores, we are developing new points of sales also in the Far East, and now we have a direct presence even in Hong Kong and China. It is of course so obvious that we are more cautious on the evaluation of new stores in those countries where the market is not expected to develop in the short term, and especially considering that we have already a direct presence through a significant number of stores. We do not expect, for example, to open any new stores in Spain until the second half of next year. At least, even as I said earlier, the market is in this period particularly difficult. At the comp sales level, you will notice that we have generally had a better quarter. The market is, however, very challenging and volatile. In October, comp sales touched negative mid-single-digit figures, with the Southeast again experiencing weak sales and a slowdown also in Mexico. In this country, we are testing the retail prescription market, a move which is also supported by the new wholesale subsidiary. As we had mentioned previously, this quarter saw the opening of the first Eidonic stores, six in total, which will serve as pilot of our high-end prescription concept. We closed the 9 months with a total network of 307 stores against 171 at the end of September 2007. Going now to slide 9, gross margin the quarter reached 56.9%, registering a contraction of 180 basis points versus the previous year's third quarter margin. Industrial profitability has been hit by the same factors seen in the previous quarters. The primary cause of the increase in industrial cost is the lower production volumes and the resulting difficulty in recovering the fixed cost of our factories. The activities already implemented at the beginning of the year ensure that the risk of heavy obsolescence is avoided. However, a volatile situation is still expected for the upcoming quarters. We are continuing to pay particular attention to this aspect and the working capital in general, even if we are aware of the fact that in the short term, this cautious approach leads to a worsening of the industrial performance. In order to compensate for this situation, we are rapidly proceeding with the construction of the production plant in China, and the workforce is currently undergoing the necessary training in order to ensure the site is ready for production from first quarter 2009. During this phase, as expected, we had the first startup cost, which impacted the quarter's margin by around 60 basis points. We are continuing to work on the product development and those activities which we have identified as top priorities, and we believe we can achieve by the end of the year the set target. Moving now to the following slide, we registered a strong collection of 520 basis points related to the EBITDA, taking the quarter to 7.3% of sales. As you can see, the considerable reduction in profitability concerns the wholesale business, while in the retail profitability, it is slightly improved. In the wholesale channel, other than 180 basis points, which I just explained at the gross margin level, there has been an increase in the percentage value of SG&A costs. A considerable part of this increase is a result of the operating leverage, which leads to a greater percentage impact of fixed cost because of the slowdown in turnover. The G&A costs have not grown by any great amount compared to last year, and the group continues to focus on ensuring that the company's structure remains as streamlined as possible. As far as selling costs are concerned, it is necessary to examine the marketing costs in further detail. The majority of these expenses are related to the license agreement and to the mandatory amount to refer to the previous year turnover. We are working in order to optimize these investments, but obviously the aim of these activities is to make them as effective as possible. With regard to house brands, the marketing activities during the year have given excellent results, and considering that to date these brands are enjoying significant growth, we wanted to expand further their success. Salesforce costs have increased both because of the greater incidence of fixed salary component in some countries, as well as for the incentives used for the development of some brands. The retail business has improved its profitability compared to third quarter 2007, thanks to the positive contribution of the acquired chains and improved comp sales. In the last 12 months, we opened 59 directly managed stores, the majority of which are in the U.S. The greater contribution of the retail business, with an operating profitability close to break-even, continue to have a dilutive effect on the group's total profitability. Finally, I would like to say a few words about the net result, which has, for the first time in the group's recent history, registered a loss. Other than the aspect explained on the break-even level, net financial charges have been impacted both by the slight increase of the group's debt and above all by the recent fluctuation of the American dollar that has greatly impacted on the exchange rate differences, which have penalized the quarterly result by around 2.5 million euros. The atypical performance of the American currency this year has had an especially negative impact on the group's profit and loss, as it has penalized to an uncommon extent both the operating and financial performance. Turning now to slide 12 on the highlights of the balance sheet, I would just like to point out that the increase in net capital employed compared to the end of 2007 is due exclusively to the greater amount of tangible and intangible fixed assets influenced by the positive translation differences which occur on the period and by the retail acquisitions at the beginning of the year. Moving now to slide 13, I would like to comment on the net working capital at the end of September. As you have already been able to observe on the previous slide, an improvement on the management of working capital has again been confirmed in the third quarter. I will not comment on trade receivables and payables because there have been no significant changes in the terms granted to clients or obtained by suppliers. With regard to the inventory, we continue to focus on the containment of new products in the stock, also penalizing short-term production efficiency. On a positive note, despite the difficult market context, the ratio between net working capital and turnover has not worsened. The summary of free cash flow, at slide 14, shows how, despite the lower profitability, management of operating cash flow has improved compared to the same period of 2007. These flows have been channeled into the business through the investment in the retail sector and the development of a new production site in China, which will become operational during the first quarter of next year. The cash absorption of around 25 million euros is due exclusively to the retail acquisitions in Australia and Mexico. Now, in slide 15, we summarize the main characteristics of a net financial position at the end of September 2008. This reached 567 million euro, increasing from the 541 million euro registered in June on the back of higher capex of the period. Looking at our debt composition, we see that around 70% of our gross debt is represented by long-term borrowings. Our medium-long-term loans mainly include the senior loan renegotiated in June 2006 and expiring between December 2011 and December 2012, and the high-yield bond equal to a nominal value of 195 million euro and maturing in May 2013. Other than this, we have short-term borrowings amounting to 151 million euro and composed of the short-term portion of the senior loan, short-term bank loans, and a factoring facility of roughly 44 million euro. I also want to provide a snapshot of the liquidity available at the end of September, net of used done in the period. We had 52 million euro of a cash position and 45 million euro of undrawn revolving facility. On top of that, we have other 175 million euro of uncommitted short-term bank loans. Net debt on EBITDA in the 9 months was at 3.9 times, above our senior loan covenant set at 3.5 times. As already indicated by Massimiliano Tabacchi, we have already approached our majority senior lenders to obtain a formal amendment to the current covenant levels. We have finalized a new level of covenant for the end of the current year with a sufficient headroom. Now I will hand over to Massimiliano Tabacchi for the final remarks.
Thank you, Francesco. At the beginning of this quarter, the market was even more difficult, given that the impact of the financial crisis is currently materializing across all the main economies. Our performance was weaker in the US, where, as known, there is a significant drop in discretionary spending. Demand in the world's emerging markets remained satisfactory, but was not able to counterbalance the decline of mature markets. During the last month, we also collected the first bulk of orders from the newly introduced October collections, as well as feedback on Christmas season projections. Prudence is the key word from all major accounts as well as from department stores. Their declared aim is to maintain inventory levels as light as possible, as uncertainty remains very high. We expect difficult Christmas sales and lower growth rates in emerging markets. The magnitude of these trends is not easy to predict, as the wholesale business has never been so volatile. Based on this consideration and performances to October, we are now projecting for the year net sales registering a small decline at constant currency around 2%. This trend will not allow us to recover production volumes and the profitability will therefore remain under pressure. EBITDA is expected to reach 11 to 11.5% of reported sales and net margin to stay around 1%. These expected results push us even more towards some important company reorganization, as well as to our major product development projects. I would like to conclude by adding few comments on some important activities that will drive our work in the coming months. As far as new product and collection are concerned, firstly, we will continue to intensify our efforts to improve collection profitability through the ongoing revision of product complexity and cutting back the underperforming SKUs. Secondly, we will maintain a strong focus on product quality and best-in-class technology. In this respect, we will launch, at the beginning of the year, the new Carrera and Balenciaga prescription collections, as well as a new collection of limited edition carbonate sunglasses. Thirdly, our diversified brand portfolio will allow us more leverage on moderate and fashionable names, as well as to expand sales opportunities for the strongest brands. The worldwide introduction of emerging, more affordable brands such as Marc & Marc Jacobs and Max & Co. is precisely going into this direction. At the same time, Jimmy Choo will launch internationally after its very promising first-year campaign in the UK and the US. We continue to invest in developing best-in-class special visual merchandising and displays in stores, a strategic marketing area in the current environment characterized by consumers' difficulty to spend. We currently have more than 80 special projects throughout the most important cities in Europe in the pipeline, which aim at reinforcing our marketing strategies. Finally, I would like to give you a brief update on some other important medium-long-term projects. Our main objective in retail for the next year will be to improve profitability. In 2009, we will consolidate the strong growth achieved in this year in the retail business, focusing our investment spending on integration and organic growth in a limited number of countries, including Mexico and China. In the wholesale business, we want to continue to penetrate in the most promising markets. After Mexico, by year-end, we will open a new subsidiary in Russia, a market that today still represents a low percentage of our total sales. Within the first quarter of 2009, we are aiming to have a direct presence also in the Middle East. Thank you for your attention, and now we are ready to take all your questions.
Excuse me, this is the conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. We have a question from Luca Cipiccia of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I think I have to start with questions about the new management appointment. I think I probably was not the only one being very surprised. About the selection, I guess I had to read the press release three times to believe it, but can you maybe shed some light on how you've come to this decision, how the relationship between Stefano and Mr. Vedovotto remained since his departure, also maybe what are the terms of the contract? We all remember, I guess, how profitable was the exit a couple of years ago from that position, and really, I mean, a lot has happened since, but I think the share price probably is the best expression of the legacy there. And really, I mean, just maybe give us some more indications on how the decision was driven, what process was undertaken. And maybe certainly more generally, if you can also reconfirm or discuss your commitment to stay as a public company, and whether we should read anything into this as well in that respect. Thank you.
Mr. Vedovotto has a good experience, a big experience in our sector, and he has a good experience and knowledge in the finance and especially in the luxury segment due to the work he has done in Safilo and due to the work he has done during his stay in Lehman Brothers and now in Nomura. So this is the skills that we need to have to increase our management team, as well as I am in the team to guarantee all the strategic issue, and Mario Pertiviasi is here with his 20 years of experience to guarantee all the operation one. So I think Mr. Vedovotto, it is the best man we can have to guarantee all this, all the objectives that the group has, and in this difficult market. To answer to the to the first question, Mr. Vedovotto has an important join the company with a specific target till 2006, and after his job he has gone he takes the opportunity to go to another company. This is the only comment I can say in about the leaving of Roberto.
Okay, can you also maybe give us an idea when we're going to hear from the new from the new leadership in terms of strategy and outlook? Is there any timeline on you know when the when this role will also be will relate to the analyst and all of that? Maybe if you can give us a timeline.
Yes, Roberto Vedovotto, he will join the company within the next weeks, so before the end of 2008, and I would like to underline that he is completely committed to the strategy we already said to you, to the old investors, and to the shareholders, that remain exactly what they are. So he is 100 committed to the strategy. So he will come here to develop all the strategies that already said to everybody.
And lastly, in relation to that, can you also maybe explain whether there was any involvement already when it came to the successful renegotiation of the Gucci license?
No, absolutely. I've done. You know, my team, Safilo team, Safilo internal team with me. We've done all the job with Gucci team. So he's just coming into the company because of he demonstrated skills, and he didn't do before today anything related to the company. And that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Next question is from Olivier Monoyeur of Fortis Investment. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have a couple of questions. First, can you disclose the new terms of the covenant you just negotiated?
Yes, basically we make an amendment, and the new covenant set out for December 2008 regards the net financial debt on EBITDA and the EBITDA on consolidated net interest. The new level are for 85 for the leverage.
For 85.
Yeah, 4.85 times instead of 3.5 times.
Okay, and what about the next year or the subsequent years?
For the other is remains the same at 3.5. For the other relevant period.
So I mean for 4.85 to 3.5 is quite a drastic decline. I mean. How confident are you that you can achieve that?
We're just considering with the major senior lenders to reconvene and in the case will be the necessary to reset the financial covenant for the future.
Okay. I would like to come back to the slides on page 15 regarding the financial position. Can you go a bit more into details on the liquidity, the 45 million long-term bank loans available, is that committed?
No. These lines are uncommitted, but are always available in the daily relationship with our local banks.
Okay, so nothing is committed? Neither the 45 nor the 175?
In the 45, yes, they are committed.
Okay.
45, why? The 175 are uncommitted.
Okay.
The 45 basically is the revolving credit facility, because as of 30th of September we do run for 155, and the total line is 200, and the maturing date is 31st December 2012.
Okay. And can you also come back a bit on the short-term borrowing? I didn't catch how exactly it was broken down.
The short-term borrowings, so that the 151. Eh?
Yeah.
The short-term borrowings are related to the factoring, to leasing, and to other short lines.
Okay, but how easy for you to roll that over? I mean, given the context, I mean, how confident are you that within next year you're going to be able to roll over that that debt?
Yes, at this point in time we have this line with the banks, and basically the availability is the same. The only thing that we had in this moment is just a little repricing on the money, that's it. But the availability of this uncommitted line is still the same.
Okay. You know, given you know the pressure on your covenant at the year end, can you tell us any action you're taking, you know, to basically, you know, preserve the cash, you know, given how tough the outlook and, you know, the poor visibility in the industry. I mean, are you considering, you know, changing your dividend policy, or, you know, are you reviewing any plans for store openings? Can you disclose a bit on those two subjects?
Well, as far as cash management for this year, but also for 2009, it's obvious that considering the level of the ratio, the leverage ratio, we are focusing more and more in cash management, paying attention on working capital and on capex. As far as capex is concerned, what we are planning for next year is to be extremely careful. For example, in the investment in the retail business, that in this moment, as you have seen, is a dilutive effect on our profitability. So compared to what we thought at the beginning of the year, likely the investment in the retail for increasing the number of stores will be lower than the expectation of the year, as well as it will continue the particular attention on the inventory side that had and that could have also in the last quarter of the year some effect in the P&L, but provides good results in the cash management. As far as dividend is concerned...
Yes, I would like to underline... as far as the dividend is concerned, we will surely take note of this very difficult economic situation, so we will... our board of directors will consider this and do the best things, the best thing for the Safilo Group.
Okay, thank you.
Next question is from Stefano Corneliani of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to everybody. Just a couple of questions. The first one, if you could give us a flavor on the kind of spreads you're going to have after having renegotiated your senior loan, or the kind of worsening in the spreads. And secondly, if you just briefly comment on the terms concerning the renewal of the Gucci license, if they will worsen your profitability, and eventually since when? Thank you.
Okay, basically for the repricing of the senior loan facility, we passed from a margin of 60 basis points to a new margin of 180 basis points for both terms, amortizing and revolving. This is an impact on the total debt, the cost of total debt, and we passed from 6.35% to 6.99%. So the impact is only 60 basis points.
And there was no one-time charge on 2008 numbers?
Just a little working fee, but it's really symbolic.
Thank you.
Yes, as far as Gucci renewal terms, as you can imagine, the new license agreement has a lot of parts that impact on the economics. What I can say, you know that we don't disclose the terms of this license agreement, but the new contract in general will provide opportunity to the Safilo Group for improving profitability. Some more investment will be concentrated particularly in the marketing side, because we believe, and Gucci believe as well, that marketing can be useful for increased volumes and sales for the future.
Thank you.
Next question is from Francesca Di Pasquantonio of Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good evening. Most of my questions have been answered, but I would like to go back to the appointment of Mr. Vedovotto, if I may. Given that, if I'm not wrong, his responsibility has been in the past more relating to the financial development of Safilo, rearranging the financing after the management buyout or the leverage buyout, the listing of the company, so very big involvement in extraordinary activities more than the ordinary management of the business. Can we assume that his responsibility will also to be looking for ways to be strengthening the capital base of Safilo? And what is the attitude of the controlling shareholders in this respect? How flexible would they be should they receive concrete proposals in this respect? Thank you.
Yes, Roberto Vedovotto, in fact, in the first period in Safilo, has a focus in the finance. But now he's coming here to reinforce the group, to drive all the group, and so all the responsibilities under him. So now we are very focused in find out any important solution, any important project. Some of them we have already told you in the presentation, to react into this specific market and to guarantee to the group to go forward in this specific moment, and again and again when economy will be better and better. So I would like to underline to you that now Roberto has all the responsibilities, and his focus will be deployment in the strategies in our core business, as the strategy will be driven by me directly, but he will have all the tools, organizational tools, to drive the company operatively, the company through this moment and in the future.
And what about strengthening the financial and capital base?
Well, we don't have any comment on this, because now the company is completely concentrated in the core business. So we just want people working, completely focusing in the core business that has the really important thing in this moment.
Will you make any changes to the management team?
Management is dynamic, as a company is dynamic. So he knows perfectly Mario Petribiasi, and in his and in the deal we were doing before he coming in, he was completely agree with me to having Mario in this team. Of course, under his responsibility, he has all the levels to reinforce the management where we think it is important to reinforce. And I will appreciate, of course, increasing management as a Safilo for me, and it was a company driven by managers.
Next question is from Rachel Golder of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Some questions about the getting the plant operational in China in the first quarter. Can you walk us through what remaining investment expenditure is required for that plant? You've had a pretty consistent drag on your profitability and in this quarter and prior quarters from the ramping up of the starting up activities. What further negative impact on margin should we expect? Will there be a networking investment build as you get ready to begin production in China? Just more around the financial impact of actually turning that plant from construction mode into production mode.
So as far as the investment in the new factory in Suzhou in China, the project is on track in terms of timing. We have already said that we wanted to start with the new factory, the production of the new factory after the Chinese year end, so that is in February. So we expect to start with the real production of the first good quality pieces in March for growing in the following months. As far as investment concerned, this year, in the first 9 months, we have invested around 11 million euros, and we expect to close the year likely something below the original expectation, because we expected for this year something like 2025. We could postpone something in the first quarter of next year. But the total investment remains as expected, that is around 30 million euros. In terms of cost this year, we said that we expect around 3-4 million euros. We had a number of around 60 basis points, and that is close to 2 million euros in the third quarter. The rest should be in the fourth quarter of this year. In terms of margin improvement, we said that the target of achieving a number that is around 20 million euros per year is a long-term target in 2012. So we will start growing from in the profitability of this project starting from the next year, but is a medium-term growth, and I don't see at the moment any reason of reducing or shifting this target, because everything is on track.
Okay, and I'm sorry, is there an, if you might have just said, an inventory build that needs to occur there?
Sorry, could you repeat the question about the inventory?
Will you be adding sort of working capital to that plant as you finish the construction? Is that included in the 30 million total expense?
Well, for the working capital inventory specifically from this project in China, I don't see a risk of increasing inventory. There could be a shift between the Italian factories to the China's one in terms of raw material, but at the group consolidated level, nothing substantial.
All right, great. And then could you, I know Dior was the other large contract that you were going to start discussing for early renewal. Do you have any update to give us on the Dior negotiations?
Well, of course, our major point was to close with the renewal, anticipated renewal with Gucci, because we were forced a little bit from rumors.
So we have all the time now to discuss the renewal with Dior, and we don't see any problem in the near future. Dior, I'd like to remind that is a license that is ending at the finish of 2010, so we have plenty of time.
Okay, so we shouldn't expect that to be a very near-term renewal that we would see sometime in 2009.
No. At the end of 2010 is the end of the hour. But you understand that the anticipated renewal, which was to give to everybody, to all the stakeholders, the tranquility of the major, one of the major brands that we are producing for. And we have done a good, we have done a great thing, because this is the first time that we make the renewal for 10 years.
Right. One of the smaller licenses was only renewed out to the end of 2010. That seemed short. Was there a logic behind having a shorter renewal on this small license?
Yes, Bottega Veneta was just an extension from the original contract. So we were focusing in Gucci, and we just extended Bottega Veneta, where the relationship are still good as in Gucci. And we will discuss to this new renewal the correct time.
Okay.
Ahead.
One last question. Could you just walk through, region by region, the number of retail stores you would be planning on opening in 2009?
Sorry, as far as the 2009 figure, I would say is too early to discuss, because the board of directors has not yet seen the budget. What we expect is, in terms of actual change, I expect to have really few stores in Spain, because Spain is a difficult market. As well as we expect, compared to this year or last year's, lower openings in the U.S. for Solstice.
We think in this moment we have to consolidate the result of retail, and so the only opportunity that can come during the 2009 by far is to see and evaluate opening in Mexico, where the market is still good, and eventually in China.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question is from Vincent Stuman of Zadig. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening. I wanted to know, in your guidance, you're taking into account the currency effect, i.e. the dollar helping you?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Yeah, I wanted to know the guidance for the sales for the end of the year. It's what exchange rate do you take for the dollar?
We have given a guidance at the constant exchange rate.
Okay.
That was one average of 137. That is the average of 2007.
Okay.
Next question is from Laura Leonardelli of UBS. Please go ahead.
Good evening. I have two questions, please. The first one is related to your guidance. You've just mentioned that it is at constant exchange rate. Is this also related to the margins and the net income as percentage of sales, considering that you are materially exposed to the US dollar? So I was wondering what kind of net income we should assume for this year at current exchange rate. And my second question is mostly a strategic inquiry. I would like to understand what is your short-term priority considering the current environment. We have seen weak sales momentum and deteriorating operating margins, and now you are also increasing your net debt expectations. So I was wondering what kind of reaction you could take in the coming months to control your profitability. Thank you.
Yes, I will respond before to your second question. And our short-term strategy is, of course, to evaluate whatever we can to reduce the cost impact in our group. So the first thing we will do is to evaluate and not to analyze as much as fast as possible and develop immediately all the product development to guarantee from the beginning of the development products that are has margins in the line of our expectation. At the second hand, as far as production is concerned, we have to increase the speed in developing Safilo eyewear industry in Suzhou, and we started an important analysis through all the groups, and especially in the industrial Italian area, to find out any other solution, needed solution, to step up in the marginality due always to the cost reduction. This is, of course, something that we need to do.
Sorry, on this point, did you give any mandate to an external advisor to help you to solve this?
No, we do have all the competencies inside of our groups to analyze make this industrial part better than it is now, of course, because we have made during these last years a big changing in our management in the industrial area. So I think we have all the skills needed to do all the analysis and to develop all the results we want to. At the other hand, of course, we will go through also all the other part of the world. So instead of also from the industrial part, also on the other cost-producing area all over the world, we will do our analysis, and we expect to decrease this part as well as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Now, as far as guidance for this year, in terms of revenues, we have given a guidance at constant currency, because we have always spoken about the same currency compared to last year. In terms of a percentage of net result or operating result of EBITDA, it's obvious that this percentage will be applied at current currency, so compared to the quarterly result that you have just seen.
So the full year net income should not be far from the income you posted in the first 9 months, right?
At the end, that means that on the real figures year to end, year to the end figures, and your revenues, the result will be accumulated slightly lower than the 9 months.
Thank you.
Next question is from Domenico Ghilotti of Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. My first question is just a check on the new top line guidance. According to my calculation, it should be implying around 10% drop in sales in Q4 at constant currency. So if you could confirm this. And the second is on the debt level expected for full year for year end, and then the trend, let's say, in the main drivers for the debt level. And the last question is say a clarification on the increasing cost related to the rearranging of the new covenants. I think it should be applied to the full duration of the new credit lines, if you can confirm this, and if it means that you will have to go through the same negotiation next year to revise the 2009 covenants.
Well, as far as the guidance for the year end, your calculation is right. In terms of, we expect, based on the revenues that we experienced and we've seen on October and on the first 2 weeks of November, that we see extremely volatile. We see that there could be the
the risk of having a quarter that declined compared to the same quarter of last year, and the range is the one that you have just mentioned.
Regarding the debt level, the estimate of the debt level at year-end, the range is 580-590 million of net financial position. Regarding the increasing cost, they are related to the margins for both the line of the senior loan, so for the amortizing one and the revolving, we pass from 60 basis points to 180 basis points. And the maturity are exactly the same, so the amortizing as a maturity of December 2011 and the revolving December 2012.
Okay, so if you have to revise the 2009 covenants, you have to go through the same negotiation then?
Yes.
Okay.
Next question is from Francesca Di Pasquantonio of Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Two follow-up questions, please. The first one is going back to this last point. I didn't get the change in the spread for the link to the covenants renegotiations. And the second question, if I may, I hope you'll forgive me, but is it possible to have a flavor of how the new CEO will be remunerated? Is his compensation going to be linked to any specific target? Thank you.
Regarding the margin, up to now we paid on the Euribor, Euribor 60 basis points, so 0.6%. We increase starting from next week, basically, from this margin up to 180 basis points.
Oh, okay.
So we pay Euribor plus 1.8%.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And for the other question, I prefer not would like to disclose this this point. I just want Mr. Vedovotto to be very focused in this new project. He's very focused on that, and he will talk to you. I don't want to. I mean, it's not the time to talk about money in this moment.
Next question is from Peter Farren of Bryan Garnier. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Just a quick technical question on the debt covenants. So net debt EBITDA is 4.85 for 2008, but I understand it's on a semi-annual rolling basis. So taking into account EBITDA for 2008 and 1809, is the covenant 4.85 or is it 3.5? Thanks.
Now, the new level passed from 3.5 times, that was the original level set out in the original contract, but the amendment is that we pass from 3.5 times to 4.85 times. The way as you calculate this remains exactly the same, so is EBITDA. Is a net financial position on EBITDA calculated on last 12 months. So just because is at the end of the year, is the LTM is the same of the result of 2008.
Yeah, okay, but you said that the covenant goes back to 3.5 for 2009, right?
Yes, starting from June 2009, the level is come back to 3.5 times.
Right, okay, fine, thank you.
Next question is from Rachel Golder of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. We keep coming back to the bank renegotiation. I mean, it seems unlikely that you will be back within the 3.5 times compliance by the middle of 2009. So I'm curious about why this negotiation didn't actually address that. Were you unwilling to look that far ahead or hopeful that you would be back to 3.5 times? Were the banks unwilling to adjust anything other than this year-end covenant?
please consider that this is not a waiver, but first of all an amendment, because we renegotiate in advance this, because in a car in for the this market, basically the rule is to renegotiate this as soon as you breach the covenant. So the normal way, the standard, is to renegotiate this for March or April 2009, so we renegotiate in advance. Secondly, in this point in time, we are working on the projection for the 2009, and so we weren't in the position to fix any level for the 2009.
All right. Was there anything else changed about the bank facility? Any other terms of it adjusted?
No. The only thing that we change is the level of the covenant. So that's it.
All right. Does your bank facility permit you to purchase debt in the public markets at a discount? Are you allowed to buy back either your bank debt or your bonds in current market levels?
No, this basically was a club deal loan, and the bank that are in are only five banks, and the two main is UniCredit and San Paolo Intesa.
Right, I'm sorry, and I didn't understand whether you actually answered my question. So then, does the bank facility allow you to repurchase bonds in the public market?
No, regarding the company position, we are not in the position to buy back the bond.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Next question is from Domenico Ghilotti of Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Sorry, another clarification on the higher cost of debt linked to the amendment. Is it correct? First of all, the starting point, so we will pay the higher cost starting from Q4, is correct? And up to maturity?
Yes, basically okay. We start from the mid of November for 2 months.
Okay. Up to maturity. Okay, thank
yes.
you.
Next question is from Laura Leonardelli of UBS. Please go ahead.
Good evening again. Sorry, two quick follow-up questions, please. The first one is, when will Mr. Vedovato join the company? And the second question is, if you expect any inventory write-down at year-end, considering the lower expected sales performance for the last quarter. If I remember correctly, you usually need to destroy part of the unsold product. Thank you.
As far as the timing for Mr. Lavoro to come here, as Massimiliano Tabacchi has already said, we expect that he will join the company within the end of the year. As far as inventory, what we have done during this year is to, in some way, anticipate the potential risk for the future and to pay in our P&L the decision of keeping the inventory low. So we have already paid this risk, and I don't expect any possible extraordinary write-off in the inventory coming from these lower expected sales.
Thank you.
Next question is from Antonella Frangillo of Casanov. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Two questions. The first one is, can you disclose the new covenant in terms of interest coverage? And the second one, can you give us an indication in terms of CapEx 409, considering the slowdown of the retail expansion?
Was three times for the other covenant, the level of the other covenant.
So it is unchanged?
Yes.
Okay.
So as far as the CapEx for next year, again, I would say that it is too early now to speak about level of financial target for 2009. What I can say is that particularly for the retail, we expect that the investment for 2009 will be substantially lower than this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to provide numbers. It's too early.
Sorry to go back to my first question, but according to my calculation, you I mean, you wish to breach the covenant in terms of interest coverage in December 08. Am I wrong?
Sorry, I don't understand. Can you repeat, please?
Is there any risk that you breach the interest coverage covenant in December 08?
Basically, no.
So what should we assume in terms of interest expenses, net interest expenses for the full year?
Likely you, in your calculation, if you take all financial charges of the company that are higher than the previous quarters, you include also the exchange losses. So it's, you know that in the third quarter we had a huge impact of exchange rate losses because of the revaluation of the US dollar, and consider that we have roughly 80 million euros in dollars, that has a huge impact on our P&L. But in the covenant, in the ratio for the covenant, this amount is not included.
Okay, very clear. Thank you.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions at this time.
If there are no more questions, we would like to thank everyone for joining the conference call, and we'll speak soon. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.